we're doing by learning to stay is not only are we allowing ourselves to be open to ourselves and our life, so that something that is such a struggle becomes actually a source of such joy, but also your own wisdom into the chain reaction, into what actually heals, begins to come forth. And not only that, you actually begin to connect with the open, unobstructed clarity of your own being and of every moment. And there's some sense of glad to be alive, glad to be alive. I can say that definitely, glad to be alive. And I remember well when I wasn't glad to be alive. When my mind and my world was about the size of a postage stamp, and I was always unhappy and uneasy. And now I can say I'm glad to be alive to agreeable and glad to be alive to disagreeable. And I'm glad to be alive to sour and sweet and tingly and itchy and refreshing and cold and hot and the whole thing. And it doesn't matter that there's this voice that says, I don't like this, or I do like this. That's fine, you know. That's also fine. But somehow open and at home with your body, with your mind, and with your world.